it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner when the plane was misidentified as hostile shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered all the country's responsible departments to, quote, take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leader in charge of air defense systems, General Amir Ali Hajizadeh, today announced he was accepting full responsibility for the airliner tragedy. North Korea says it will not resume nuclear talks unless the United States unconditionally accepts its demands. What could that mean? VOA's Bill Gallo reports from South Korea.
North Korea has wasted its time talking with the U.S. for more than a year and a half. That from a senior North Korean foreign ministry official Saturday. Although North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's relationship with U.S. President Donald Trump remains not bad, the official said Kim won't make a decision based on his personal feelings. For talks to resume, the North Korean diplomat said the U.S. must unconditionally accept our demands. He didn't say what those demands were, but North Korea regularly complains about U.S. and international sanctions, as well as joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and weapon sales. U.S.-North Korea talks have been stalled since early 2019. The North is now sending strong signals that things will not improve anytime soon. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Vote counting continues on Taiwan, where people cast their ballots today in presidential and legislative elections. 63-year-old Tsai Ing-wen is heavily favored to win a second presidential term. She is known for taking a tough line toward Beijing, which considers Taiwan a breakaway Chinese province. From Washington, this is VOA News. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased a bit, and authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather. That should allow firefighters to improve defenses against the huge blazes still burning. Among the fire stories being reported from Australia, one of the lesser known, what's happening to animal life in the fire zones. It is a sad situation. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Bushfires have had a terrible impact on Australia. Lives have been lost, hundreds of homes destroyed, and vast areas of land incinerated. The disaster has also had catastrophic consequences for animals. Images of badly burnt koalas, Australia's famous furry marsupials, have come to define the severity of the fire emergency. The University of Sydney has estimated that more than a billion mammals, birds and reptiles, as well as hundreds of billions of insects, have died in the fires. Experts have warned that for some species, we're looking at imminent extinction. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Meanwhile, New South Wales Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons talked today about the break in the weather. I'm sorry, we don't have that sound for you. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq, which put American lives in jeopardy. Putin hosts Merkel shortly after returning from a trip to Damascus, only his second visit to Syria since Russia intervened in 2015 to aid President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. Iran and its proxies have also provided major support to Assad's forces. At least 20 people died when a double-decker bus caught fire after colliding late Friday with a truck on a highway in northern India. Another 21 people were taken to a hospital, some of them in critical condition. Police suspect the truck driver lost control of his vehicle. He escaped the fire. In western Croatia, authorities fear that a number of people died in a care home fire this morning. It took an hour to extinguish the blaze. Once again, our top story this hour, after days of emphatic denials in the face of growing evidence, Iran admits it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner when it was tragically misidentified as hostile shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA 1.